What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima Beat, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. Yo, let me tell you why I chose podcasting. The reason why I chose podcasting was because I felt like podcasting was great in the sense of I don't necessarily need to have all the bells and whistles, the $500 microphone system, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need all of these things. I can have an app and I can speak my truth at that given moment, at that present. It doesn't even matter what I'm doing. I could literally be driving. I could literally be in my salon, just finished clients, and something just hit me, yo. And that's really why I chose podcasting, because I always felt like I had a message to give to the world. I remember being 17 years old in a church full of like 20,000 people. And out of 20,000 people, the youth pastor, actually, he came from a T.D. Jakes ministry. I forgot his name. I think his name is Chris Hill. A lot of y'all probably know him, probably familiar with Pastor or Bishop Chris Hill now. I'm not exactly sure where he's located at this point. But this man, out of 20,000 people, and those of you who know me and who have known me for a very long time, since my first arrival here to Atlanta, that's where I reside, remember this. I am telling you the truth. This man has literally stopped the program, and he's just like, you, yeah, you. And I'm like, wait, hold on, wait, no, he ain't talking to me. Because then I was like really gangsta, and yeah, I was in church, but I was a thug, still am. But you're like, yeah, you catch that. But, you know, so, I mean, I was like, nah, this nigga ain't talking to me, son. Nah, I'm good. Dogs, nah, doggy, you ain't talking to me. Yo, I put that on everything I love. This woman stood up. Yo, this woman, like, two rows in front of me, and he pointed. He was like, you, right there. You know what I mean? Girl right there with the white shirt, hair cut to the back. This woman in front of me got up. And he was like, nah, not you, sis. Not you. Not you, God. Not you. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you. He was like, I can't spell out what that says on your shirt. But it's writing that's going across your shirt, ma'am. And I said, and then everybody was pointing at me. Everybody was pointing at me. You, you, you. He was like, you. Yes, you. You, 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 you. And I was like, dang. All right. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, come up here. What? In front of all of these people? Are you kidding me? Yo, I don't do that. Like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to embarrass me, God? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't into the embarrassment. I'm a Capricorn. I like to keep it, you know what I'm saying? A little conservative at times. You know what I mean? So, he talking about some, come here, come on stage. So, I walk to the stage, guys. I walk to the stage. And as I'm walking to the stage, it's like all eyes on me. And it's just like, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for everybody's eyes to be on me. I didn't ask for this moment to happen. What is happening? And that has been my entire life, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a roller coaster of, I didn't ask for this moment. I didn't ask for this moment at all. Why me? Why am I being called out? Why do I have to deal with my mother dying at 11 years old? Why am I being told at 28 years old that I have a long lost brother who I have no idea who he is? Why am I having these dreams at night? Why do I want to, why am I having these feelings of committing suicide at the age of 17 years old when I am just now learning about how great God is? Why do I want to take my life? As I'm traveling with five other people in my vehicle, headed to a church function to perform for you, God. Why do I have these thoughts? Why? And I guess it is because I am in a why generation. I question, why did these thoughts still happen? Why? And so things like that has been my entire existence. So back to the story. I just wanted to give a little brief rundown of just who I am. A lot of people don't know me. A lot of people don't know my story. I am not here just to talk and be heard. I am here so that you can hear and think and do better and be better and make clearer decisions and more supernatural decisions in your life to help you elevate your life in a specific way that no one will ever be able to question a decision that you make, or you will never ever have to question a decision that you make, because every decision that you make was made through a supernatural thought, and you chose that supernatural thought and it happened. So it was. That's why I am here. That's what I'm here for. So as I'm getting up on stage, and this guy Chris Hill, you guys can Google him, I think his Twitter is actually pretty dope. Chris Hill, Pastor Chris Hill, points me out of 20,000 people and says to me, come on stage. I come on stage. He looks me in the eye and he says, you were chosen by God to change your generation and the generation to come. You are going to be a widely spread influence in the world. Your story is going to change millions of people's lives. Millions of people's lives. You. And I believed it and I received it. And for years, I have struggled with that idea. Because it was always there. It was always there. It was always like, God, I know that you have more for me. I know that you protect me. I know that everything that I'm going through is for your glory and for, you know, but why do I feel the way I do? Why do I still feel like I am not accomplishing my goals, or I am accomplishing some goals? And yeah, these goals are great. These goals are freaking amazing. And I'm super excited about them, but there is still something missing. And I believe that missing factor is the connection with the people. And that connection, and actually, when someone tells me that I inspire them, it's like, yo, that is why I do what I do. When somebody says, yo, Naima, yo, I today had a bad day, but after being in your presence, after hearing you speak, after being around you, my total perception on life changed, or my moment changed, or just that little, that's all I needed. All I needed was that one moment for me to totally change. And that is what makes me feel great. Or someone said, your voice has changed my perception. Like, I needed to hear your voice. I needed to hear your voice. Whether it's singing, whether it's through a spoken word, whether it's through just speaking, I needed to hear your voice. Your daily inspirations on Snapchat, on Instagram. I needed to hear that. And that's why I do exactly what I do. And why do you do what you do? I feel like we need to ask ourselves that. Why do you do what you do? And then answer yourselves, because I'm really big on that. Call it what you want. Ask yourself and answer. Because your subconscious mind and your conscious mind is with you 24/7. Your subconscious mind is working when you are sleeping. So you can answer your own questions, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that God is in you. And learn. I'm just saying. Hello. So for those of you who ask, you know, Naima, why is it that you do what she does? Or why is her podcast good? Or why do I listen to her? Because she has a story. She has a story, and she's telling a story just like that. Bye, everybody. I love you guys.